Georgia.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. What is your hobby? And how much time do you spend doing that activity? Do you think it's possible to enter a competition with your hobby? The title of today's lesson is the Kendama World Cup. I'm not that good with a Kendama, but there are thousands of people out there who are making this much more than just a hobby. So first, let's learn a little about the Kendama, and then we'll find out about how it got on the road to the World Cup. All right, I need to keep working on this. And friends, open up your magazine. Let's get started with our lesson. Let's go.
The Kendama World Cup. Join the excitement today and tomorrow in Hatsukaiki, Japan. Old-fashioned fun is making a comeback. Many kids are putting down their electronic devices and picking up an ancient toy. It is called a Kendama, and it possibly dates back to the 16th century. The Kendama is a small wooden hammer with three cup-shaped ends and a spike on top. A wooden ball with a center hole is attached by string to the hammer. The goal is to make the ball land in a cup or on the spike. It sounds simple, but there are over 1,000 Kendama techniques and tricks to master.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 electronic 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 electron, E-L-E-C-T-R-O-N, 电子这个名词。所以 electronic 是指电子的或者是电子仪器操控的。例如 an electronic keyboard 是指电子键盘或者是 electronic device 是指电子装备。和它相关的另外一个形容词是 electric,E-L-E-C-T-R-I-C Electric 是指电的带电的或者是电动的例如 An electric guitar 是指电吉他或者是 An electric car 是指电动车接下来我们看的是 spike 这个名词 Spike 是指尖刺或尖头例如 The spikes on their heads are one of the dinosaur's characteristics 头顶上的尖刺是这种恐龙的特质之一或者是 the spikes on the soles help the shoes grip the ground better. 这个鞋底上的尖刺让鞋子抓地抓得更牢。或者是 the girl used gel to make her hair stand up like spikes. 这个女生用发胶把头发弄得站起来像一个个尖刺。
Oh, look at that, Gabe, you're so talented.
Oh, yeah. Guys, that was one take, by the way. This is the first time we filmed this shot right here. I don't think I could do that again. Rebecca, do you want to try to play with the Kendama?
I would love to try to play with the Kendama. Mm-hmm. Okay, ready?
Get it in one of the cups.
One, two, three, up. Whoa.
Not bad.
That is really hard.
Not bad. Hasiao paiso.
Oh, my goodness. This is so hard.
Yeah, it is.
Gabe, you had been practicing, haven't you?
Well...
I knew it.
Maybe. You know what, Rebecca?
Yes, Gabe.
It's actually very difficult. Anybody who just started playing with a Kendama knows it's difficult, but some people make it look so easy. And I think those are the same people that would love to go to the Kendama World Cup. They know so many different Kendama tricks. Friends, let's get started here. Join the excitement today and tomorrow in Hatsukaiki, Japan. That is where the Kendama World Cup is taking place.
And we read... Wait, hold on, Gabe. Look, I got it. Okay, anyway, and we read...
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you didn't just put that there with your hands while we weren't looking.
Old-fashioned fun is making a comeback. Okay, let's stop for just a moment and talk about... To make a comeback. This just means that something returns. So maybe something was popular at one point in time, then it kind of disappeared for a while, and now it's coming back.
That's right. It's not just coming back. It's becoming influential again. It's very successful, maybe even better than it was before, or more popular than it was before. For example, some clothing styles like to make a comeback, right? Maybe people wore bell bottoms in the 70s or 60s, and then for several decades they didn't, but then people are wearing bell bottoms again. You could say bell bottoms are making a comeback.
Exactly. Well, I kind of wonder what this kind of looks like, you know, the people who have mastered the kendama. Do we have a video?
Oh, we do have a video. Actually, we learned that there are over 1,000 kendama techniques and tricks to master. Friends, let's check this out.
Well, we read, it sounds simple, but there are over 1,000 kendama techniques and tricks to master. Now, let's talk about this word, to master. This just means that you learn or you try to learn how to do something really, really well.
Exactly. So I think of the game chess, because it could take maybe an hour or less to learn how to play chess, but it takes a lifetime to master that game. That's a hard game to master, to be really good at.
And of course, although Sally has lived in Germany for 15 years, she has not yet mastered the language. This is a great word for you all to know.
Well, we learned a little bit about kendama here so far, and we saw a cool video with some awesome techniques. And I just got to say, Ben and I have a few techniques of our own. Let's sing
it
out.
Ohayo, irasshaimase.
Yes, Ben, I have something for you. I wonder if you know what it is. Let me sing about it.
Okay.
It's a small wooden hammer with three cup shapes and a spike on top and a wooden ball with a center hole attached by a string. What is it?
I don't know.
Okay, well, this is it right here.
You can see it. A small wooden hammer.
It looks like a hammer.
With three cup shapes.
Three cups.
Spike on top and a wooden ball.
Yep.
With a center hole attached by a string. But I still don't know what it is.
A kendama.
Oh, a kendama.
A kendama.
A kendama.
A kendama. A kendama. A kendama. A kendama. It's a small wooden hammer with three cup shapes and a spike on top with a wooden ball attached by a string. Kendama, 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 kendama. So friends, next time you want to play video games, here's another idea for you. Get out your handy dandy kendama. Go outside and play this. Kendama, this is my kendama.
Oh, yeah, I want to play with that kendama. It seems like fun.
Well, it is a lot of fun, but hey, you know what, Ben? If I can successfully make the ball go into the cup, can I hit the gong one more time?
Sure, but I don't think he's going to put it in.
Yeah, here we go. Let's count the three together. One, two, three. Oh, my goodness.
That's cheating, Gabe.
I'm so good.
All right, whatever. I guess it still counts.
Yeah, it does still count.
Okay, you can hit the gong.
Okay, here we go.
Hey everyone! Welcome back to Studio Classroom. I've decided that I wanted to join the Kendama World Cup. I have a few tricks of my own that I'd like to share with you all. Listen for the sound. Are you ready? Oh, I can do it. One more time. Watch. Oh, okay, last time. Seriously. Well, I broke it. Maybe the trick is just be happy even when you fail. See you next time. Oh my goodness gracious, let's do that again. It broke.
The Kendama World Cup. On the road to the World Cup. The game's popularity began to grow after the Japan Kendama Association was started in 1975. Today, all ages participate in various competitions, including the Kendama World Cup. The two-year-old event, which takes place in Hatsukaiki, attracts people from all over the world. Players choose 10 different tricks from an approved list. They are then awarded points corresponding to the level of each trick. A new Kendama World Cup winner will be named tomorrow in this popular sporting event.
OK, 接下来我们看 competition 这个名词 ,com 这个字首有一起的意思 ,pet 这个字根有极力追求的意思。所以 competition 在这里是指比赛或竞赛。例如 the girl won first prize in the school swimming competition, 这个女孩在学校的游泳比赛中得到第一名。competition 也指竞争，这个时候就是不可数名词。例如 the company didn't survive the fierce competition in the market,这家公司在市场中的严酷竞争中无法生存下去。最后我们看的是 correspond 这个动词 ,cor 是 com 这个字根的变化型，也就是指一起的意思。所以 correspond 是指符合或一致。如果要说明与什么符合或一致的话，是用 to 这个介系词。例如 ,the figures on the monthly sales report correspond to my records.这个月份的销售报告上的数字和我的记录相符，或者是 the suspect's appearance didn't correspond to the witness's description. 嫌犯的相貌和证人叙述的并不一致。And now let's get back to our teachers.
My goodness. It's broken.
Gabe, it's not broken.
Rebecca, you broke my kendama.
No, I didn't break it. Just put it back together. Yes, there you go.
Rebecca, it's supposed to be a small wooden hammer with three cup shapes and a spike on top, but now it's just a small wooden hammer with a spike on top.
Oh, I'm so sorry. But you know, Gabe...The trick I would like you to remember is just be happy even when things don't go the way you want them to.
Okay. Well, friends, let's continue. I'm happy to continue talking about the kendama on the road to the World Cup.
Yes, we're on the road to the World Cup.
Well, I don't know if you are. We continue here. The game's popularity began to grow after the Japan Kendama Association was started in 1975.Today, all ages participate in various competitions, including the Kendama World Cup.
All ages participate? That means that you take part in, you're involved. Gabe,
yes.
I think I qualify
yes.
to participate.
All ages and all mm-hmm. skill levels. Okay, mm-hmm. that's true. Well, if you're participating in something, you are joining, you're taking part. Thank you for participating in this dialogue, Rebecca.
No problem. Well, you had said something about Japan earlier.
Yeah.
And Japan, do they have, what's something as loan words?
Oh, yes. Steve and Ken want to share about loan words mm-hmm. from Japan. Let's join them in the info cloud.
Oh, here, let me watch.
Yeah, let you.
A while back, we talked about how the Japanese language has absorbed thousands of English words. Today, let's go in reverse and look at a few of the many Japanese words that have made their way into English.
We'll start with one of Japan's greatest exports, its cuisine. Today, most Westerners are familiar with the Japanese foods, sushi and sashimi.Which are almost always accompanied by one of my favorite tastes, wasabi.
Another thing that Japan is famous for is its martial arts. English has borrowed words like judo and karate, which incidentally means empty, kara, hands, te.
Many Americans have also come to know the meaning of dojo and sensei.
And don't forget,The coolest looking fighters ever? Ninjas. Okay, how many of us enjoy the Japanese numbers puzzle called Sudoku? That translates into something like, the numbers are limited to one occurrence.
Another form of entertainment that came from Japan is the karaoke machine. Now we remember from the word karate that kara means empty, right?Well, that's the same kara we find in karaoke.
Oki is a shortened form of the borrowed English word orchestra. So, put together, karaoke literally means empty orchestra.
我们曾经讨论过日文里头来自英文的外来语。我们今天换一个方向，来看一些源自日文的英文单字。首先越来越多美国人在过去这几十年开始尝试日本料理，因此 sushi 寿司、sashimi 生鱼片、wasabi 山葵这些源自日本料理的词都已经变成英文单字了。另外就是跟日本武术相关的词，像 judo 柔道、karate 空手道、dojo 道场、sensei 老师以及 ninja 忍者。美国人呢也对一些日本的娱乐疯狂，像 Sudoku 数独游戏跟 Karaoke 卡拉 OK， 有没有注意到有些字转换到英文以后就失去了原本的日文发音？像卡拉 OK 英文要读 Karaoke， 空手道要读 Karate。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys。Okay, we see that players choose 10 different tricks from an approved list They are then awarded points corresponding to the level of each trick. A new Kendama World Cup winner will be named tomorrow in this popular sporting event. So, if a winner is named, that means that we can also say you named a winner.
Well, exactly. So now you know who won. You know the name of the person who won. So, for example, we could say that during the Oscars, Leonardo DiCaprio finally won an Oscar. We could also say that they named him the winner of the Oscar.
Exactly. Okay, well, right now, it's time for something really funny.
What, are you going to play Kendama again?
It's funny. No, it's the review speech.
Yeah,
really.
That's what I thought. Okay.
But maybe I will.
No, I don't trust you with my Kendama.
You don't? Well, you just gave it to me.
Oh.
You did.
Choo-choo! Yeah, I got you.
Oh, nearly. I know I can do this.
What are you doing?
Kendama!
What did you say?
Kendama. I'm playing Kendama. It's an old-fashioned game. It possibly dates back to the 16th century.
Don't you have a computer, a laptop, or a cell phone?
Sure, but old-fashioned fun is making a comeback.
Old-fashioned fun? Well, I'd prefer to play video games.
I know I can do this. Ah, I did it, yeah.
What is that, anyways?
Well, Kendama is a small wooden hammer.
Uh-huh, but, this one has cup shapes on it.
Sure, yeah, there are three of them. And a spike. And you see this wooden ball?
Yeah.
Well, it has a center hole. And it's connected to the hammer with a string.
So, how do you play?
The goal is to make the ball land in a cup or on the center spike.
It looks pretty simple.
Yeah, maybe so, but there are over 1,000 techniques and tricks to master.
1,000? Wow!
Yeah, I'm practicing for competitions.
Competitions?
Yeah, at the Kendama World Cup.
Fun! Hey, can I try?
Sure, yeah, put down your electronic device and give it a try.
Okay, let me see if I can get this. And here we go.
Huh? Oh, nearly. Yeah, look, you did it. That's great. You've only got 999 more tricks to go. Keep practicing.
You can do this, Rebecca. Yeah.
I give up. I don't think I'm going to join the Kendama World Cup.
Okay, you broke my Kendama again. Well, friends, I think now it's time to say goodbye, and we will see you all next time for a lesson about kayaking. Good job.
Yep.
Right here at
Studio Classroom.